Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Looking forward to Talk of the Town.
Oh, we're here.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's a terrible thing because everybody we have on this show is special. And today, between Lindsay and Ann, and yet I know, especially Chris even, okay, the engineer, in the back of his head, he's saying, come on, Christina. It's like a horse race. Come on, Christina. And that's not right.
Do we have a clock? A calendar clock?
No.
Oh.
But we will later on. I have some questions later. Christina, how are you?
Good,
you had a busy week this week.
I know. We really were jam-packed over at Project Independence. Apparently, summer has not slowed anything down at the town of North Hempstead, but it's all good stuff. It was quite the successful week. And, you know, prior, Otto had mentioned earlier, you know, we started off the week with our emergency preparedness training that we had. And it was with, I mean, it was all hands on deck. It was, you know, the governor's office, county officials, you know, legislators. So it was really a great effort and informative. I enjoyed it. I attended it. I could actually speak of it. We got a wonderful backpack filled with all kinds of emergency supplies. And it was great because, you know, you walked away actually learning concrete things that, you know, you should have and things you need to think about.
I attended and I thought it was very well done. And there is a website that you can go to, that they talk about this program being in other places, www.prepare.ny.gov. It's a Citizens Preparedness Corp.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, what was interesting, you know, they had started off the presentation saying about how, you know, at risk, you know, living in New York is compared to other states. And, you know, it was kind of like shocking to really, you know, to actually like see there was a chart on the screen and everything. And they were really telling you, like, it's all about, you know, listen, we can't control things, but we can control as best of our ability what we have. And just it's all about planning, you know, really, and,
right,
and talking things and figuring out, you know, we get your whole family on board and stuff. So.
Well, what goes on right now, you watch TV, and we're at risk here, there's no question. But when you see what's going on out west with these fires.
Yeah, absolutely, right.
That's not nice. That's bad stuff.
That's not nice.
No, that's bad.
That's
what this program was wonderful because, you know, it's all in New York. Is really trying to have all of the residents be, you know, trained in this. You know, you took the course, you got a certificate, and I really recommend that people go to this because it was clear, and like I said, you walked away with, you know, concrete facts, and because my whole family was very jealous over the backpack as well. So.
Well, you know, as a byproduct of that show, I actually ordered some fire extinguishers yesterday. Because they talked about categories of
right.
A, B, C.
I thought that was interesting,
and
too.
I went around, and I do actually have small fire-type mm-hmm. devices, extinguishers, and I looked at them, and they weren't A, B, C. One was B, C, and the other one would only last for 30 seconds. It was I guess we shouldn't get into brand names or anything, but on the actual extinguisher, it said that this would go for 33 seconds. So I'm saying to myself, 30.
And be empty.
And be empty.
Right.
So I'm saying
wow.
to myself, 33 seconds is not a very
right.
long time.
Wow.
And I went through, I have about three or four of them, you know, one down by the heating system, one in the kitchen, one in my office where there's a lot of electronic stuff. And I was looking at what we have, and I said, this is really not suitable based on what we heard at that meeting.
Right, and that's, you know, I think a lot of people, because that struck me also, because, you know, there was they categorized different things, you know, so an A, fire meant certain
right.
kinds, and then there was a B type, and they said, like, and who would think that? You buy a fire extinguisher, you figure, okay, I can use it for any kind of fire, really, but they were telling you that, as, you know, you were saying, that certain things are only, you know, B and C, or, you know, whatever it might be, so.
Well, the other thing I didn't think about at all is how long it lasts.
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
You put a fire out in 33
right.
seconds?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully we never have to know.
Hopefully, you know, right. it's like an insurance policy.
Right.
You never want to use
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm going to have to get in touch with you because actually we have a fire, one, in the kitchen. And my wife for the last couple of months keeps saying we should change it. It's been there for 20 years.
Yeah, right.
So I don't even know if it works after
right.
that long a period of time.
On some of these things, there's an expiration date.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're right. You should have them down in the basement because not only is it by the heat.
Right.
But then we have a pantry down there and storage and that if you start a fire in our basement.
Yeah.
You're right. Setting the house. I mean, it really, it's one of those.
No,
I mean,
and that's, and they had to address that too there, you know, because they were saying, you know, especially with a lot of seniors, there's so many things that you've accumulated over the years,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And the one false, you know, thing, if you get in the room full of documents, you know, the whole house can like really, you know, go up. And also with the fire extinguishers, they were saying, you know, a lot of people don't know exactly how to use it. You know what I mean? Like, it's great that we all have like the fire extinguisher, but not really. Cause, I mean, I could even speak for myself, and I was like, you know, I really need to know. I mean, I would, you know, okay, it's great. The fire extinguisher is there.
Yeah.
But then what do I do? You know,
well, I actually read that too after this, and you're supposed to pull the plug and then just shoot it with the handle.
Oh, okay.
You know, but like you say, I have no idea, and I looked at one of the devices I had. It expired in 2012.
Right.
Wow.
So
okay.
There it was, 4 years old. And, you know, the time to find out that it expired is not when you need it.
Yeah. No, but and that's exactly what was important about attending these training things, because you go home, it gets, you know, the conversation starts, it gets you thinking about, okay, like, I really need to do this. And I just, it was absolutely wonderful. And I think everyone, you know, was pretty much in agreement about how great it was. But it gave that website, and I definitely recommend people can go and see where the next presentation is, or you could even probably get material that was discussed actually on the website as well. So.
They had a book that they gave out, which you probably can get if you go to the website, which is really very, very good.
Yeah, it was a very concrete checklist of different things. So if you have any questions, you could always call 311, and we could help facilitate the process for you.
That's right. At the end of the day, it's always 311.
Right, absolutely. Because, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of people might not have access to a computer or something.
Right.
So on our end, we'd be able to, you know, to do that and help you. So I recommend everybody get prepared, especially, you know, hurricane season, you know, will be approaching shortly. God forbid there is no hurricane. Later in August, actually, we're going to have Matt Tamaris on, who works for the town North Hempstead. He'll come on and talk more in depth about different hurricane safety tips and stuff. But, you know, we just really want people, especially in North Hempstead, I think it's really a special place because, like I said, in all aspects, they're always trying to prepare you, you know, for different things. And they had actually received a grant last year with Adelphi University. It was like a $7,500 grant to, you know, prepare people for hurricane safety. And there was a funny little PSA that was done. You could access that at the North Hempstead website. But, you know, you just really want people to make sure, you know, you, like I said, you have food, you have water, you know, and like the plan in itself, you know, what if, God forbid, you know, not everyone lives in the same place, you know, just getting a plan and all pieces of the puzzle. So you could call 311. We have a whole list of, you know, different tips that the town recommends that you do in preparing. So.
You know, we had talked right at the beginning of the show, you can't plan for everything.
Right.
But you can at least have your mind set that there are certain things you do have to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether you like the idea or not. The other minor things like cash, having some cash in the house.
Right.
Credit cards don't work. Power out. All of a sudden you can't, if you have no cash in the house, you can't go to an ATM.
Right.
You know, I started as a result of one of my daughters, when she has a $5 bill, she sticks it somewhere and builds up cash that way.
That's a way to do it, yeah.
You know, you don't get a lot of $5 bills, believe it or not.
Yeah. No, you know what it is, too, and, like, you're right, that is an important thing, because especially now, it's like, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. You know, everyone's running around, okay, if your credit card, you know, I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. Half the time, I'm like, okay, I just need my credit card. It's like, I very rarely actually have cash on me.
It's cash and medicine.
Right. Right.
Those are the two things seniors have to have.
Right.
I mean, it's nice to have some clothes on when you come out of the house, but if you don't, I mean, you've got to do
it. Right, it's not the end of the world.
Right, not the end of the world, but yeah, medicine, because
you can live without clothes.
Right. Those are the two things you have to have. You can get someplace,
not
you can get a sandwich, right, you can get a cup of coffee, but nobody's going to have a blood pressure or whatever these various pills are you may be taking.
No, you're right, and, you know, and that they had actually addressed also at the training, because they were saying, you know, now everything's electronic. So you go to the doctor and, you know, it immediately goes over to the thing, you know, so it's to really have that conversation and get, you know, they said, you know, to ask for free samples and stuff in preparing, you know, to have on the back burner. So it was definitely, you know, like I said, we're constantly going. No one's really stopping and thinking like, oh my God, you know, everything is electronic, you know, and, you know, really trying to have things, you know, in order, God forbid anything ever.
Don't wait until you're down to your last pill to renew your prescription.
Right, right.
You know, have a couple of week backlog so that there's no pressure.
Yeah.
Well, Sandy, where I am in Sandy, I think we were gone for 9 days.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now, that means the there wasn't one, but if it happened to be the drugstore on the corner, he would have been gone too,
yeah.
unless he had a, and a, you know, the local drugstore doesn't probably have a generator. Maybe he does. So, I mean, those are the things it's, you got to take, you know,
well,
take
yeah,
care
but
of.
Well, the drugstore maybe can't get the prescription now because it's electronic, and
right.
the electronics are
right,
all
right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like a whole snowball.
And you can't
track.
Drive
right.
the doctor because you didn't have any gas,
right.
because the gas stations, a lot of them
yeah, that happened too, right?
couldn't
they
pump
they
gas.
Yeah, so, and you know, and the way, you know, the oxygen issue was a huge issue. You know, people who needed oxygen and couldn't get it. You know, it was a major thing during Sandy because I know on the Project Independence end, we were getting so many
like
phone
that.
Calls. You know, and we really after that we're training people. You know, to have some kind of reserve. You know, with that because it was so it was horrible. You know, people like really
that's
rely on
for
yeah.
the poor person that knows their tank is almost
right.
empty.
It was horrible. It was really like you know, and we
and
were it was hard
one.
To we had to find all these different places and try and facilitate it. It was a major thing. You know, and they had also mentioned. The training that, you know, when the blackout, you know, it's not even necessarily a hurricane. Like when that blackout happened, it was like 2003, you know, and technology wasn't really, it was just kind of starting, you know, with these cell phones. But you think about that now, you know, what an impact that would have, you know, with all these things cut off, you're cut off from all these
yeah.
phones. And you know, that's why you have to think, okay, if this doesn't exist, what do I, you know, do, you know, get some kind of, you know, plan in action. So definitely call 311.
Technology is great, but when it's
right.
not functioning,
no,
well,
it.
It's not
yeah.
so great.
I leave my cell phone home, and I'm like in a panic, you know, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to get my cell phone. You know, but it's... So listen, you call 311. We will get you all the information that you need, or 869-6311. You can call that as well. So.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take an early break, a minute early, but this way, as opposed to starting another topic, you're listening to 88. Senior Talk Radio here, excuse me, on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.